Today on the Word of Truth Revealed.
You're supposed to encounter the altar as you come through. Thank you. You encounter God, and then He qualifies you to come through. But He created an outer court and an inner court. The outer court, the altar, was to encounter God because God qualifies you to enter in through His blood. The cross now is the altar. That's what you got to see. A cross is here, not behind me. The cross for your deliverance is right here.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Experiencing the Power of God. Today, Bishop will be teaching from 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 3 through 6.
And you can be in the church proximity, but not know the King. Thank you, Jesus. Bishop McLaughlin was preaching at this church, and he called an altar call, and one of the older deacons came to the altar. He said, "What are you doing, man?" He said, "I never gave my heart to Jesus." "What? You mean you're functioning and doing all this stuff?" And they said, "Nobody ever asked me." So the person next to you may be an imposter. They may not even be a part of this church, and you leaving the church because you don't like the way they looked at you. They may not even be saved. And you getting all hurt because some people are mad at me. They came to the church and somebody hurt them. The people are not even here to hurt you. We've had 7,000 people to join this ministry. Where are they at? What are you talking about? Get beyond church hurt. It's just people hurt. Glory to God. People fall, they get up and they get down. They get up and they get down. They get up and they stand up and they fall down. Get over that. It happens in every department store. People slip. Ooh. Lawsuit. Bishop Jakes has a whole legal wing because he's been sued so many times. He has to hire attorneys. You want the next level? You want the next level? Do you know what's at the next level? Anytime people see you blessed, they want to take advantage of you. You can help them all day. You watch it, you know it. You know how it works. He got to hire a legal team. Come on, man. Everybody's not born of the Spirit. Everybody's not born of the Spirit. I believe if you're born of the Spirit, we'll start hearing the same thing. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I was down in Honduras. I needed an interpreter. I said, "Jesus is Lord." The man spoke in Spanish. We gained a rhythm. "Jesus is Lord." Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-ba. "Jesus is Lord." Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-ba. "Jesus is going to save," ba-da-ba-ba-ba-be. And we got into a rhythm as we were moving with it. I got into my rhythm. And in the midst of me teaching in Honduras, I heard something. And I was like, "What is that?" Drop, top, 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 loud like that. I said, "What is that?" He says, "We've been praying for rain for half a year. And while you're preaching, the rain is falling." The people, listen to me, man. It was one of the most incredible things I've ever seen. I said, "You must be born again. In the last days, I will pour out my spirit in the midst of the rainfall." And so many people gave their heart to Jesus. You can be in church calling for rain because your crops need to grow, but not know the one who causes the crops to grow. God can be blessing you in such a way you never knew it. But you must be born of the Spirit. When you're born of the Spirit, the sound of the kingdom will start coming through you. When you hear me say, "Oh!" I need everybody to do it. "Oh!" Good, good. One more time. Now everybody's going to do it. Okay, we're going together. This sound of the kingdom. Ow! Oh! Now, when movement like that happens in the spirit, the demons that try to hold on to you, they get shaken because things move and reverberate when we make sound. Y'all understand? Sometime, man, you so quiet, you got to step in your house. Ow! And take charge of the atmosphere. If she really born of the spirit, she gonna say, go for it. Man, I'm preaching good. I said, if you step out of yourself and start howling in the spirit, we got to take authority. Howl! If you do it in your house, if she's born of the spirit, she's going to get with it. That's right. Get him. Get that devil out of here. Ladies, if you're single, you got to take authority. Stop letting things go and just hold that thing out, that note, and say, I'm taking authority over every devil. I'm the authority. The power's working through me in Jesus, and take a, and watch things submit to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Number two, receive the Spirit. Not only should you be born of the Spirit, but God is trying to fill you up every day. Be filled with the Spirit. Be filled. If you came here today already filled, that means I can't fill you up. I can't do nothing for you. God wants you to be filled with His Spirit. Glory to God. I like the sounds of babies. It means our church is growing. You all came up in the Pentecostal church. You heard sounds like that. I like it, man. We got to let families come to the house of God. And these young people are bringing babies into the house. We got to learn how to deal with it. Now, if you got to go and urinate all the time, you got to do that before you repeat. That's what my mama said. Go and use the bathroom before you go to church. That's what my mama used to say. Y'all hear? You hear? You got to be born of the Spirit. Then you got to receive the Spirit. If you got enough spirit in you that you don't need to receive, something is wrong. I go through too much hell not to be refilled. Bishop, when are we going to have a revival? If you need a revival every year, you need a new pastor. The revival happens every week. Every week. If I bring a person in here, I'm not here bringing them here to revive you. That's what my job is. I'm bringing them here to lay down a new track. That's the reason why we bring them here. God revives the church through pastors. Evangelists go after souls, not to revive the church. Go for the souls, man. And if you want to use my church, you're not having $100 lines and $500 lines to raise money for my people. Go and get a hotel and let them come to the hotel. And you pay the money for it. And the musicians. Why are you going to come to my church? God, I'm walking the flow. To do what? Lay new track, man. You don't even know how to build. All you know how to do is galvanize, get women shouting and spinning. But we need to lay new track. Lay some foundation up in here. Glory to God. When I first started, first year, a man came to me and said, you know what? Man, this guy right, brought him to the building. And this guy can prophesy. I said, what are you talking about? And that man was standing there. I said, what are you talking about? He don't know me. He said, well, the guy was standing there. I said, he don't even know me. You don't know me. What are you talking about? I said, do you know what I'm building? He said, what? I said, do you know what I'm trying to build? He said, no. You never seen the design or the architect? And you trying to get him to raise money? What are you doing? The man was standing right there. You let a man bring you in here to do what? I don't even know any one of you. The scripture says, know them before you bring them into your church. Glory to God. That's why I guess they hear me preaching, they don't bring me to their churches. So. Now, I don't know him. That's good. Receive the Spirit. When I bring somebody in here, I vetted them. I want them to be able to share with you, and it's authentic. Just like Bishop Folkston last week. Receive the Spirit. In our leadership meeting last week, the Lord spoke to me to breathe upon the people. Glory to God. Receive the Spirit. Receive the Spirit. You're going to need that. For those of you that never had an endowment from the Holy Ghost, let me tell you something. Holy Ghost is so ready to wrestle you, to infill you, to empower you. It's going to shock you when he does it. Some of you are going to be overshadowed by the Holy Spirit and you're going to start crying. It is not grief that is hitting you. It's the Holy Spirit filling you. Learn to go with it. The next time you're in church and you start crying, stop running to the bathroom. Stay right here and let the mascara mess your face up. Let God work with you. Sometime when you come to the altar, I'm asking the ushers not to give you tissue too fast, because we need to purge at the altar. Altar is always messy. One of the things that Bishop Folkestone says is that in the gateway to enter into the tabernacle, he always placed the altar in the middle of the gate, which means he wanted you to encounter it. Thank you, Lord. In other words, in Moses' tabernacle, this altar would be at the door. You're supposed to encounter the altar as you come through. Thank you, Lord. You encounter God, and then he qualifies you to come through. But he created an outer court and an inner court. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. The outer court, the altar, was to encounter God, because God qualifies you to enter in through his blood. The cross now is the altar. That's what you got to see. A cross is here, not behind me. The cross for your deliverance is right here at the altar. And it's messy. It's bloody. It's where we're covered. You follow me? And once you have been cleansed, he prepared a gate so you can come through. Now you can encounter God through worship. And so God wants you to know that, to be born of the Spirit, then to receive the Spirit. The Holy Ghost wants to tackle you and infill you. He wants you to speak in tongues. It's easy to speak in tongues. If I put you on the water and you tried to talk, how would it sound? Right. All you need to do is submerge yourself in the Spirit. And then once you're submerged, you don't have to make it happen. You just need to lay down. Surrender. Man, if I can get some of you to just be baptized in the Spirit as we move toward Pentecost Sunday, we won't have as many problems in our church. You start speaking in tongues, like clapping your hands in your house and walking there. Woo, Jesus. Oh, my. That's what I'm talking about. Surrender to the Lord. There's some things that you need to talk to God about when no family member would know. You should be born of the Spirit. Born of the Spirit. Something happened to me when I was a kid and I couldn't kneel to pray. But God helped me with that. Now I can pray and kneel or walk. But I came up where I couldn't pray if I was kneeling until I became a man. And God allowed me to hear his voice. Like someone took earplugs out of my ear, just like that. And the first thing I heard him say to me is, I missed you. When you're born of the Spirit, things shift for you. You hear his voice, my voice won't sound strange. When you hear his voice, he'll tell you who to go into covenant with. He'll tell you who to forgive. He'll tell you when to sow. He'll tell you when to change your dress or your pants. He'll tell you when to straighten things up. Nobody has to say it. There are people who leave the church because we don't have a dress code. Go. I'm not putting rules and regulations on people. I'm trying to get the Holy Ghost to talk to you. A young man came here. He's Jamaican. He came here. A young man came and he was Jamaican. He said, I'm sorry I was smoking marijuana today, but I just like your preaching. I said, son, you can come at any time. You leave your seed in your car. He said, but I like your preaching mind. He's young. He's 20-something years old. I said, how many children you got? He said, I have many. I said, dang. I said, dang. I could already tell. He said, what's up, man? I said, I could already tell. You need to be in the house of the Lord, son. They're riding on Sunday. smoking marijuana. He doesn't know. I want him to come here so he don't get in a car accident. And if you're religious, you're not going to be able to handle that. Thank you, Jesus. The next thing, I'm almost done. You got to get this. Not only do we are born in the Spirit, we receive the Spirit, we need to live or walk by the Spirit. People get born again, they get filled, and they start walking with God. And the old mindset kicks back in. Revengeful, no fruit of the Spirit, no heart for the things of God, no worship, no word, no welcome, no work. God wants all of that to come in. No witness. He wants all of that to come into our life. Thank you, Jesus. Notice when you came here, you should have had a greeter or somebody to greet you when you came in. That's the welcome. You should have entered into the worship experience. I want to encourage the millennials and those who are beyond, all of the generations that are beyond or behind me. I don't know all of you. I'm going to learn them. I'm going to learn them this week so I can call it out. But I want you to get into the house of God, not late. You need to be here when the doors open so you can involve yourself in the worship experience. When I'm preaching, if you worship, you won't be abstract. You'll flow with me better. But if you stagger in here when worship is gone, your heart has not been prepared for the word. You would make it better for me to preach to you. I can serve you better. Thank you, Lord. Could you imagine showing up at a restaurant? You haven't ordered. You don't know what time it is. You haven't had any water or condiments, and they automatically bring you a 6-course meal when soon as you sit down. You would be like, wait a minute. But if you go through it, come in it, come enter into the gate, you're greeted. Someone sits you at the table. Someone walks up to you and say, my name is Mark or my name is Sally and I'm going to be your server. What would you like? And they'll cost you that way. You relax, you calm down, drink some water or whatever your favorite beverage is, and you start coming into order. When they start serving you, you won't think it's strange. That's what happens to me. I'm trying to serve a meal, but you're not prepared for it. You're thinking about the argument you had when you were in your car or what happened last night, or you hope I'm done. When you worship, your heart synchronizes with the Lord. Amen. Then you learn to walk with the Spirit. It doesn't mean you walk speaking in tongues all of the time. When the bill collector calls, you speak, rabba, rabba, I rebuke the devil. That's not how that works. The devil is alive. Rabba, rabba, shout. That's not how that works. Sit down. Most of it is not the devil, it's us. Either God is talking, Satan is talking, or you're talking. God will speak through circumstances too. So get it right. Who's speaking to you? Don't need but three. Three doors. God, Satan, or yourself. Thank you, Lord. And lastly, we need to worship in the Spirit. Worship in spirit and in truth. You don't know how vital worship is to you walking in power and authority. There are worshipers that need to be on this platform. They need to go through what we ask you to do so you can start singing. There are musicians that need to be playing. There are people who need to be sons of Asaph, need to ascend. Worshipers, new, young, worshippers need to come to the house of the Lord and get involved and become dutiful. Not just sing us to oblivion, worship the Lord. I've had the best singers in the county sitting on this stage since we've been here. Singing doesn't impress me. But do you have a heart for worship? Or you just trying to, you know, curlicue yourself through work? Yeah. What are you talking about? Nobody's performing. Do you know Tasha Cobbs, who leads worship in church? And then she sit down. She may be pastoring now though. But she sits down. Some of the great ones that are now pastoring, they sit down. Another pastor preached to them. They don't go outside and hang out. Stand outside of the word. I'm talking to y'all. I don't expect our musicians to stay in here every service, but not back there on your phone. Texting who? you must come under the authority too. Y'all understand? I met a young man in Chillicothe, Ohio. Man, I'm trying to think of his name. He was taller than I ever thought he would be. He's like a rapper that's big time in Christian rap. Lecrae. I met Lecrae. Man. And when I met him, he shocked me because he's got size. Glory to God. And I spoke to him, man. I said, what do you do to him after the concert? What do you do? He said, well, you know, they buy my CDs. I said, but how do you direct them? Do you take them to your CD or do you say you need to find a local church? He said, you know what? I never thought about that. And the man did just like this. He said, I never thought about that. And the Holy Ghost said, speak it to him. He received it, man. He wasn't high and pompous. He was huge. I mean, when I say huge, I'm saying I've seen him on records, right? But when I met him, he's like, I was looking up at him. He had size, but he was humble. I don't know what happened to us. The man makes millions, still can receive a word. Why would we be abstract? We got to learn how to worship in the spirit. I said, you can't take them to your CD as if it's salvation. You got to take them to Jesus. He said, man, whoa. They're buying your CD is not going to get them into heaven. They got to come through the gate like all of us. Are y'all with me? So we can worship in the spirit. You're not supposed to hear your favorite song before you worship. You're supposed to worship him in spirit and in truth. The resurrection is about that he's made it available. You want to know resurrection power? It's to see an Angela Byrd as a single woman have been faithful in this ministry for almost 2 decades. She hasn't gotten married. I know she desires to be married, but she stays faithful to God through hell and high water. That's resurrection power. That's resurrection power. For Pastor Bridget to go through the things she went through in her life, to now sit in the house of the Lord and to help others come through the gate. She went through hell in her life, but God has restored her. That's resurrection power. And I can go on and on and on. Miss Ann is sitting here a couple of years ago, maybe around this time of year, her house burned down. I asked you to tell your mom, I'm glad she's here with you. Her house burned down, man. She lost her husband and then her house burned down. God is restoring Miss Ann. That's how that works. Her house burned down after leaving or losing her husband. That's resurrection power. That's how God moves. And if I were to show you the other 50, 100 people who went through hell and high water in this ministry, in their lives, and they stay on point, that's the power of the resurrection. Let me add to it. You must be born of the Spirit. You must be filled by the Spirit. You need to walk with the Spirit. Did you need to worship in spirit and in truth? That's our assignment. That's how we get the authority and the power to speak to scorpions and to snakes in your life. And God will cause the snake to slither back into the hole, and the scorpion of the tail will not sting you. Thank you, Jesus. You will tread upon snakes and scorpions. In Jesus' name. Come on, say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message, Experiencing the Power of God, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2304-0911. That's reference number 2304-0911.
The newest edition of Revealed Magazine is now available on our website, truthrevealed.org, where you can download a copy for yourself or someone. You can flip through the mobile app magazine pages or purchase a hard copy for $3 at the communication and promotion counter.
The city of Palm Bay will host a National Day of Prayer event on Thursday, May 4th, in the courtyard at Palm Bay City Hall at 120 Malabar Road. This event will kick off at noon, with official proceedings lasting until 1 o'clock p.m. Residents and visitors of all faiths are welcome to participate. The theme of the 2023 National Day of Prayer is Pray Fervently in Righteousness and Avail Much.
Ladies, join Pastor Sabrina for Women's Sunday School at 10 a.m. in the sanctuary to sharpen your picture of the Word of God while exploring the Old Testament survey.
Parents, mark your calendar for Vacation Bible School 2023, scheduled from Monday, July 17th through Friday, July 21st. Email bbs@truthrevealed.org for more information. New members classes are still in session. Email connect@truthrevealed.org to get started.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.
Over my head, I hear music in the air.
There must be
a God.
Somewhere.